You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Denver's Mix 100, having some fun on a Friday. We just like coming to work, and then Fridays make it even better because people who call in, Jeremy, they're always in a good mood.
Well, yeah, Saturday's coming up.
Wait a minute. Not everybody, because we had that one guy earlier.
That guy.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yep. Ruined it.
But I'll... I bet Julia's in a good mood, aren't you, Julia?
Yeah, I'm not that one guy.
No, you're not. You're happy.
Everybody works with that one guy.
That guy.
What are you looking forward to this weekend? Anything fun?
Oh, good question. Well, I'm supposed to go camping next weekend, and I've never gone camping before, so I got to find a bunch of gear somehow.
Are you tent camping, trailer camping? How you doing it?
So we got a truck, so we're like, do we sleep in the truck or do we get our own tent? So we're kind of waffling back and forth between that. And, yeah, our friends are coming too.
That's going to be a lot of people in the back of your truck.
Wow, that's going to be a little orgy in that truck.
That's a camping orgy right there.
They all have their respected vehicles, I assure you.
Oh, okay. Now,
if the Ram is a rockin'.
Make it an F-150. Are you prepared to dig a hole and poop in the woods?
They do have porter potties. I do know
that. All right.
All right. Or you could just not go.
That's fun. No, go. You could just not go. Who's going with you? Like a boyfriend or girlfriend?
Yeah, fiance. Yep, for his birthday. So.
Where did you meet this guy?
Oh, 4 years ago on a dating app.
On the app. All right. Man. I gotta know which one.
Hinge.
Why did you say it like that?
I don't know that one. So why did you have that inflection in your voice?
Is that a bad one?
No, also it's 4 years ago. A lot changes on the app really quickly, so I think it's still a good one, maybe.
Or is it one of those ones that you just get on to, hook up with people and go camping?
That's Tinder, right?
That's strictly Tinder one. Yeah.
Were you on Tinder, too?
I was not, no. I was serious from the get-go.
Looking long-term.
I found myself a good one. Good. That's right.
Does Hinge, because again, I'm not familiar with it. Jeremy's not either. I mean, is it all business people? Is it people who like the outdoors? Or is it just anybody?
It's kind of anybody. It's a pretty mainstream one, I would say. One of my friends here just found someone on Hinge. It's like, kind of a little mixture of everyone.
The premise behind Hinge is instead of random strangers, you only match with people who you have mutual Facebook friends with.
Oh.
They introduced a new feature that allows you to take mini quizzes while you swipe, and people who have the similar results to you will be recommended.
I'll be darned.
That's kind of a good way to do it.
Let me ask you something, Julia.
They didn't have that feature 4 years ago.
They didn't?
It's new, I guess.
Well, let me ask you something, and will you be honest with me?
Of course.
How much did you lie on your profile?
Honestly, not much, because I was kind of in the serious game. I was like, I want to find someone good. There's no point in lying and wasting time,
You notice she said not much.
Not much.
Not much. She didn't lie much.
I don't think. Nothing comes to mind as to what I lied about. But.
All right. Well, you know what? Congratulations. It worked for you. You have a fiance.
And
how's the ring? Good ring?
Thank you. Oh, beautiful ring.
Yeah.
Good.
How many frogs did you have to go through on Hinge before you met this guy?
Oh, a good amount. It was Chicago, too. So, 24-year-old men in Chicago are... very much looking for a good time and nothing serious. So definitely had to kiss my fair share of frogs, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, what brought you to Colorado?
For fun.
Okay. Okay, good. I like it. Thus the camping, Jeremy.
There you go.
The camping.
All right, well, good luck.
All right, here
Thank
we go.
You.
Let's play some Rattle Off. Do you know how this game works?
I sure do.
All right, for people who are just tuning in for the first time, we're going to give Julia a topic. She'll have 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples. What we're looking for are chain restaurants. Now, these can be regular sit-down type or they can be fast food. We don't care, but they must be Mexican food chains. Mexican food chains. Can you do it? Ready and go.
Del Taco, Taco Bell, Chipotle, Qdoba, Don Pablo's,
She said five, but I don't know San Pablo's. Do you?
I've never heard of San
Pablo's.
Is that a Chicago thing?
Oh, Don Pablo's.
Yeah, Don Pablo's.
Well, now we got to Google it. Make sure you're not lying. Big Tex Bold Mex. It's Don Pablo's.
Founded in Lubbock, Texas. My mother, I think, was from Lubbock, Texas.
1985.
Dang.
Woo!
Julia's a winner!
Nice.
Awesome, guys. Thanks so much.
Camping girl wins. The Chicago babe wins.
Yahoo. Thank you.
When's your wedding?
October.
Oh, it's coming up quick.
Well,
and you know what? The tickets are actually November 1st. We get back from our honeymoon on October 28th, so it'll be perfect.
Oh, that's right. For the concert.
Good. Yeah, for the
good.
Concert, yeah.
Right on. Oh, have fun. Tear it up.
Thank you.
Absolutely charming. It's not very often that the first caller gets it, but you did today. So stand by and Josh will tell you all about your tickets, okay?
Thank you very much. Have a great one, guys.
You too. Thank you for... Now, that just continues the string of great calls this week for Rattle.
It sure does, man.
And this is right on the heels of when we were thinking about not doing it anymore.
You guys really stepped up your game. Thank you.
I'll say...